So the whole trans debate is never not going to be dumb. I think it's very much is proven that it's dumb at this point. I think everyone's on board with that. And the obvious fundamental point being it's a discrepancy between the alphabet community of the LGBs and the Ts. The LGBs saying, I was born this way, baby. I'm attracted to men because they are men and I'm a man and I love men. That's going to get clipped.
it's nice that you cleared that up, Callum.
Yeah. And then you have the Ts who are like, no, gender, sex, none of these things mean anything. I can change all of them at once. And they also don't exist.
It's very strange that supposedly diametrically opposed positions are now in some sort of alliance.
Well, that's the thing. Fundamentally, like ideologically, they never actually were. If anyone paid attention to the two camps, mm-hmm. I love the meme of the unicorn and the horse with a plunger on its head, but I'll get back to that.
Because the
whole debate keeps carrying on in the West, and especially in UK politics about what is woman. But I thought I'd mention first just something on Losius.com, being Constantine Kissin's and Immigrants' Love Letters to the West book club we did, because it's quite funny him coming from Russia and then looking at us and being like, why are you retarded? What are you, you used to have good things, like good institutions, good values, and now you're spending your time whining about what exactly? What is a woman? What? I didn't want to come here and join that. And he's not wrong. And the debate is carrying on. If we go to the next one here, just to demonstrate, I'm not just making this up, as you see here. Now, you may remember there was a whole thing about a debate in Parliament about whether or not we should just allow people to change their sex on a whim, because the Scottish Parliament said so, and the UK government went, Celts, idiots, not allowed. No more government for you.
Yeah, it's going to be the first time that the UK government's going to veto something in the Scottish Parliament since devolution. In the 90s, isn't it?
It's literally just, okay, this was a mistake. For this, you can't be trusted. And rightly so.
It makes you think, though, all of the dumb things that the SNP have done, and the vetoing has always been an option, but they've just been like, no,
let them suffer. But if you want to let, you know, kids and women get in easily avoidable harm, no, this probably is an easy place to intervene. And you can see here, this is the Rosie Duffield from the Labour Party gave up and gave some speech being like, I think women deserve not to be raped. And she was booed for this opinion by her own party members. And then the party leader's aides have come out saying that she should stop spending time hanging out with J.K. Rowling. And you see Labour's woman problem, blah, 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 story about politics. I don't know if you noticed the headline below it. Protesters who want women decapitated. These are local protesters protesting against Rosie.
Very reasonable people, clearly.
Yeah, I just love how he's got the whole left-wing party is fracturing because they're unsure about whether Rosie is on the right side of history, should women have the ability to go to the bathroom, whether the women only. Mm-hmm. And then below it, you've got the opposition to that position that are like, kill her.
wasn't that in Glasgow or somewhere like that, somewhere in Scotland, and an MP or an MSP was told off for being photographed next to the sign, almost seem like they're endorsing it.
She's in the photo, I believe. Behind her is a sign saying turf terror and decapitate turfs. And it's just like, okay, all right then. Well, we know where you stand.
If I went out with that sign, I would get arrested. It's not fair.
No, it really isn't. But then again, that's how the cathedral works.
To be fair, I've got better things to be doing with my time.
Well, I don't know. That sign in your bedside that says some things. I know it's collecting dust. Anyway, but we'll go to Starmer's team because it turns out there's actually audio recordings now of them whining about it. And so I'm not going to play it. It's just boring. But it's just the people who actually surround the tip top of the Labour Party all just whining about how dare she stand out and say something. Why can't she just be quiet? Okay.
I mean, having your own mind, my goodness.
Yeah.
Unbearable. In the Labour Party, unthinkable. That's very un-Labour.
That is true, actually. You've got me there. But you may remember this screecher from the debate, which is the SNP guy who was just freaking out because a Conservative stood up and said, maybe child safeguarding should be respected. Maybe children deserve not to be... And he stood up and said, that's transphobic. And everyone's response was, what? So
you respect children, that's discrimination against trans people.
Yeah, real weird argumentation. But what I didn't notice, and has been subsequently noticed, is after he screeched and then was told to shut up, he got up, moved across the hall and sat right next to that woman who gave the speech, the one in red there in the bottom right, you may see.
Yeah.
Real creepy behaviour. The guy in the blue tie next to her actually got up and moved next to her just to make sure she was all right and not feeling intimidated. Because what the hell are you doing?
That is weird that he gets up and goes and sits near the person who was pushing back against him.
Yeah, after screeching that they're a transphobe, which is essentially you're a heretic and used to be, the previous protesters had their opinion on that. And just a note for people who don't know, Parliament. He's not allowed to sit on that side because, well, that side is for the people in charge, and he's not in charge of the UK government. He's SNP. He went and sat on that. I think that's the guy with the mace. I can't remember his name now. Blackrod's seat.
Yeah.
He's just going over there to intimidate her. There is no other reason for him to be sitting there, is my point. And definitely so.
It's not the first time that the SNP have misbehaved in Parliament, though. Do you remember the guy who went and tried to get the Queen's scepter?
Yeah.
That was so ridiculous.
I love every time they do something retarded, the speaker just gets up and is like, no, stop being a child.
He's like a weary substitute teacher, isn't he? Just like, yes, I'm done caring, but I've got to get through the day.
But local hospitals have decided to take on the opinion that perhaps we should not respect safeguarding. Because if you go to the next one here, the NHS, with all their stretched budgets, have decided to now make inclusive toilets and showers. My father saw this and thought that the shower might be a Heil Hitler thing as well, because what's going on there.
But yeah, that's an interesting arm position there.
Yeah, a weird mix of Hitler imagery and showers. But anyway, well, those jokes were standing. We now have all the toilets being gender inclusive, as the new hospital in London. What was that, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital?
This is discrimination against men, because we're now going to be forced to wait for everyone else when we're really efficient, we're going to the toilet.
Yeah, have you ever seen a line for the men's room?
No, of course not.
There never is.
It's like the perfect society. It's the perfect system. It just works.
Just get on with it. Go on. We've got things to do. And you may have noticed as well, a lot of these are the disabled toilets, which is... that's actually what they use for, because they're accessible toilets. That's the whole point. But no, they now expanded it to all other toilets, because having toilets specifically for people who don't fit into the obvious binary of life... wasn't enough. No, have to go into all the others as well. Anyway, no one will ever abuse this, I'm told. No one ever. Good. No one ever. This has pictured two people, I presume, a man and a woman, who would never do such things as abuse the trust given to people that they are totally
I'm sure
trans.
They're very innocent.
Yeah. This story broke just as this was happening, and yes, I can see the bulge. Very feminine bulge.
I wish I couldn't.
Yeah. We go to the next one here, because this is the story. This rapist decided he was no longer a man after only appearing in court on a rape charge. Scottish MP's furious transgender rapist attacked two women, then changed gender before the trial. Just all of a sudden.
The headline may as well be, Fox identifies as chicken to infiltrate coup.
And, I love how this is perfect timing for... Should we allow people who claim they're transgender to go in any toilet or any safe space that they want, as in like a changing room or such? Not, a counselling session, as that word is usually used for. But at the same time, this story comes out. Local man who's being, I think convicted now of rape twice, turns up to court and goes, I'm a woman. I'm not joking either.
It's very naked, isn't it? He's clearly been reading the news because he knows that, I can be sent to a women's prison.
Yeah, and that's the point. Yeah, the people who want to bring harm on the world will exploit everything possible. So Elsa Bryson, who was shaven-head Adam Graham with Mike Tyson face-style tattoos, when carried out his violent sex attacks in 2016 and 2019 after abusing the victims they originally met online. Now, I read that and thought, it's nice that the male have stopped using her to describe rapists. Bryson, who claimed to have had gender issues since the age of 4, that's the best part. Turns up the corner is like, since 4 years old, since I were a lad, I remember I was a girl.
But it's only just suddenly on set when I've got legal trouble. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Began transitioning from a man to a woman in 2020 after being charged with the rapes. The attacker denied the accusations, telling jurors any sex was consensual. Although Bryson insisted she did not like sleeping with women, they made the first move. Okay. The mail lasted all of one paragraph before revolting back to, I can't offend a rapist. Don't want to do that. I might get in trouble.
The Daily Mail is insufferable. I mean, you only need to look at the column of shame on the right-hand side that's normally filled with celebrity gossip. Just like, look at which Love Island stars got their ass out now.
Yeah. I actually want to talk about Big Con. The British conservative movement is definitely that. I can't stand how you have the Mail, etc., who are all like, we're right-wing outlets, and they're just being... retarded on purpose by the looks of it.
Yeah, well, they're not only is their journalistic quality not the best.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It is the very low benchmark for the British press.
Yeah. It is understood that Bryson is being held in a segregation unit at Courton Vale Women's Prison, because of course, where the attacker will be a risk assessed ahead of sentencing to see whether she will serve her term. Right, the mail.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason I used the Mail article is just because of the ridiculous nature of, like, yes, we're right wing, but I still, it's a woman. There's a woman rapist who raped her with her penis.
It's still not a crime to misgender people, so they can't even use that defense, can they?
No. But the other ridiculousness of, again, the female space, a woman's prison, violate that. Why? Because we can. It's illegal. I mean, the UK government literally just intervened to say, no, we're not letting this happen. At the same time, the prison system is like, well, what does law mean?
It's a very strange institution to start getting philosophical about what the law and justice is, isn't it?
Today, Bryson was found guilty of the two rapes. The defendant denied the charges, saying that the evidence is that she would never hurt her human being. Her defense, KC Edward Tarvonsky, even told the High Court in Glasgow, if you accept that evidence, that she is transitioning, that she is aiming to continue on the path of becoming female gender, that goes a long way to acquitting her of these charges. That's a really funny sentence.
I'm sick of seeing her bulge on the screen at the minute. John, can you scroll up or something?
I don't want to see it. Her bulge. No. All right, get rid of it. No one wants to look at that. But the point being that the lawyer is saying, if you accept that this person is transitioning to be a woman, you have to acquit her of these charges because women can't commit rape. Because UK law, we've gone over this before, I was mistaken once upon a time. It turns out, yes, no, if you don't have a penis, you can't commit rape, and by definition, women don't have penises, therefore can't commit rape under UK law. It's a he thing. It's really messed up.
That is very strange, yeah.
Yeah, many countries have corrected this, we have not for some reason. And at the same time, you have the lawyer in the court being like, well, that's a woman, so I can't commit rape. Sorry, she can't commit rape, not it.
So there are going to be a bunch of rapists now just identifying as women. And they're like, well, you can't convict me. I mean, yes. There's one, but
we're there.
When there's one, there will be more.
Oh, there's been more. Like, this is just the first one to make the argument in court.
For goodness sake.
Directly. So nakedly, in fact. In December, around 60 protesters gathered outside Quantum Vale when trans women paedophile Katie Dolowatsky was sent there. It's not the first. Not the first instance of this. We'll go to the next image. For the article. Transgender woman, 18, sexually assaulted girl, 10 in Morrison's toilet. Moved to a female prison. Because trust me, it's a woman. Katie over here, 18, admitted to grabbing the youngster by her face and forcing her into the cubicle before demanding she take her trousers off in the store. She carried out a similar attack just weeks earlier, on the 8th of February, when another young girl, using the toilet at an Asda store in Halbeth, spotted Dolowatsky using a mobile phone to spy on her in the partition wall. Again, wonderful. Why wouldn't you let such people into the changing rooms? Well, because people might be taking advantage of that. Dumb. This is what I mean by the whole thing could never get dumber. The teenager narrowly avoided jail and was instead handed a 3-year community order, banned from having contact with children as well, which, why? Send them to prison.
A 3-year community order for that.
It's weird how some people don't go to jail for such a thing, but any other person would, for the obvious reason that, what the hell? Like, you're really messed up, you deserve prison time. They were given the order, though, that they not delete their internet history, otherwise they go to prison.
That's interesting.
What do you think happened?
Did they get up to no good?
Oh, they went home and deleted their history. They got
of course.
Yeah, if you go to the next one here, we can see, guess what happened, it's just there you are. If we can look at that image, just to bask in the femininity of the paedophile.
That's the epitome of a woman right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Towering over everyone in the room. Amazing. Paedophile here is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to assaulting a fellow inmate while detained alongside male prisoners in January 2021 and has now been moved to a female prison, and that's where they're being held there, as you can see, and where the protesters were. And I have to mention this other meme situation that went on just as we're going through all of this. If you go to the next article here from the Mirror.
I saw about this.
I don't want to be mean, but...
You can be mean.
Very similar to Jim Sterling, I'll be honest. But we'll scroll up on the headline, because the headline is something else as well. Just got a little bit there. Transgender woman says she's devastated after being banned from using female-only gym.
I hate to break it to you, mate, but I don't think you've been using the gym too much.
The
elephant
too.
In the room, yeah. The only way you could be a woman is if the phrase "you are what you eat" is true, and he ate an entire woman. It looks like he might have.
But the point being that this is so stupid. This argument is so dumb. Everyone in the normies knows it. Everyone even in the Conservative Party, the normie of the normies, knows it. And the insanity of the left-wing groups just being like, no, we can still win this. No, you're not. You really are not. This is just a phase in history for the West, which is going to burn out quicker than you can imagine. And we'll end this off with, if you're not convinced of that, if for some reason you've gone through all that and you're like, no, I still believe that this is not a social situation, it's not something that appears in people through environment, but instead is purely genetic.
Well, the sudden prevalence of it in society is just all of a sudden, of these genes have just activated all at once.
Because remember, we're a very small part of the world, and it's only in our society, and only then in the cities, that the rate is doubled compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a social element to it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to end this off with someone admitting that, which is a local person who has come out to tell us about their life, and I suppose we shall listen to their lived experience and find out what might be the case as to why people are more and more turning into this.
And yet, several years ago, I came out as pansexual and a trans man. It gets better.
My mum
convinced me not to share my transition with my child, and I didn't. I kept it quiet because they were young. A few years ago, he came out as a trans boy.
How did this happen?
Totally didn't share it with him.
I am here representing my son, myself, and my girlfriend, who is a beautiful trans woman who is finally living her life. She's finally got a name change. She's finally living by herself.
I'm a trans man, my partner's a trans woman, and we have a trans boy as a son. What are the chances?
So you've just got a nuclear family.
Well, yeah, sense of that. Can't say that on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
But the thing is, it, obviously, social contagion. Like, you can visibly see it. We've had it before with many a case. Remember the baby? I don't know if you do. That we went over. These both, I think they were both trans women or trans. I can't even remember. These both people who say they're transgender or non- and non-binary, which is whatever. They adopted two kids and they were either non-binary or transitioning as well. It's like, it's amazing. The statistical chances are truly unbelievable. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode on Celtic mythology. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.